I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly.
Little X Man King Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a real strange one coming out of Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, you know who Dr. Oz is. He's a doctor, you know, and apparently, I mean, I think he teaches at Columbia Medical School. I mean, at least he says he does. I assume he does. TV personality running for the Senate, pro-Trump, right-wing Republican. Improbably, he has now turned on Dr. Fauci, and he is attacking Dr. Fauci, trying to suck up to the Trump base. And he said yesterday, quote, Dr. Fauci should be held fully accountable for the COVID virus and he should be fired. Now, wait a minute. Okay, you got your nuts, you got your Ron Johnsons, you know, you got your Trumps, but Dr. Oz is a doctor. His father, Mustafa Oz, born in Turkey, emigrated to the United States, practiced medicine in Cleveland, was also a doctor, distinguished doctor. Dr. Oz was born, given name is Mehmet Oz. I say that because he is now attacking the Philadelphia Inquirer for listing his name and not his doctor designation. We talked about this the other day. The Philadelphia Inquirer and all major newspapers don't put in honorifics. If a guy's running for the Senate and he's a lawyer, a clergyman, a doctor, whatever, professor, they don't say Professor Jones, Reverend Jones, Dr. Jones, Attorney Jones. They just say his first name and Jones. Not trying to give him any plugs. Well, Dr. Oz, of course, has this, it's a brand, and it's a successful brand. He wants to be known as Dr. Oz, not as Mehmet Oz. Well, now he's attacking Dr. Fauci. First of all, Dr. Fauci is an epidemiologist. Dr. Oz is not an epidemiologist. Dr. Fauci knows more about epidemiology than Dr. Oz will ever know. And he's doing this for political purposes. But how can a doctor attack another doctor? I mean, I get that you have your Ron Johnsons, clueless people, you got your Trumps and the rest of them. And actually, they're not clueless. They're just doing it to rev up a base, which is difficult to understand why people think that not being vaccinated, not wearing masks is a fetish that holds a political movement together when it results in communicating a communicable disease. But putting that aside for a moment, how can somebody who's been through medical school, in the case of Dr. Oz, his father was a doctor, attack Dr. Fauci for saying that we should be vaccinated and wear masks? That is about as low and skunk-like behavior as you can get. This is a guy, Dr. Oz, a guy should know better. And the problem is, in Pennsylvania, there are going to be people in the Trump base who will look at that and they'll go, well, if Dr. Oz said it, Dr. Fauci then must be a bad person, because Dr. Oz is a good person, because I've seen him on television. And that's really, in a sense, how simplistic this comes down. And to the point of many of the callers today, the average person is not following the news the way listeners to this radio station follow the news. They don't have time. They don't have time to read a lot of newspapers. They don't have time to listen to the news, watch the news. They're taking care of kids. They're putting meals on the table. They're washing the dishes. They're going to work. They're doing the daily things of life. And it's whatever they pick up, whatever signs they see. The state Democratic Party is deliberately not putting up rural signs early because they think it's part of a bigger strategy. That's very, very foolish, very counterproductive, when we have strong Democratic units around the state who want to do it. And also, when we have Republicans lying about vaccines and the masks and jeopardizing their own people. I've said this many times before. Trump's been vaccinated and he has a booster. Sean Hannity's been vaccinated and had a booster. Tucker Carlson's been vaccinated and had a booster. The Fox Newsroom got a memo saying, you get vaccinated or you're fired. And they all said, yes, sir. And they go on the air shouting to people, well, you know, vaccines could be harmful. They don't say, I just got three of them. I got the two of them and then the booster. They don't say that. They do not say that. A lot of hypocrisy. But for Dr. Oz, the ultimate hypocrisy in Pennsylvania, there's something like 17 Democrats, 14 Republicans, and independent running there. That is the Oklahoma land rush. There's over 30 people running for the U.S. Senate. Somebody's going to get nominated in each party with a small plurality because they don't have runoffs. It's like Wisconsin. So there's 17 people running. Somebody who gets, you know, I mean, theoretically, 8% could win. That's not going to happen. But somebody will get 25% of the vote and win. And Oz is hoping that because of his celebrity, that somehow he can sneak in there as a Republican nominee. And if he is, of course, we have a couple of great Democratic candidates, and I certainly hope they win. Assume they win. Never know. You never know. One little glimmer. You want a real little before the weekend, a glimmer of hope. And it comes from a foreign country. But this amazed me. In England, merry old England, and I don't mean Great Britain, I mean the England part of merry old England. Great Britain would be Scotland, Wales, England, and six counties of Ireland, Northern Ireland. But merry old England, there's a place called North Shropshire in central England. The Conservative Party, the Tories, whatever they were called, has held that seat for almost 200 years. They go way back over there, since about the 1820s or 30s. Can you imagine? Before Queen Victoria even took the throne. And they just lost it in a special election. There's 650 people in the British Parliament, so one seat's not going to make much difference. But that was an area that used to return Conservatives with a 23,000 vote margin. And Boris Johnson's party just lost it by 6,000 votes. And that's just a tidal wave. Now, there was some local scandal with the local guy, because he had violated COVID restrictions and gone to a party. I mean, here, I don't know that that would be looked at as a scandal. Over there, it was. This may be a glimmer that people are getting tired of Conservative government and that they may not turn to Trump and the Republicans the way people think. We'll have a great weekend. It's a great week. We had great callers today, great themes. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Then you have Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. And then you have Devil's Advocate. And then you have Earl Ingram. Great show. And then you have great evening programming, great weekend programming. That's highlighted by Pizza Box Mike at noon on Saturdays. Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time Monday, same place. Signing off for today.